Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect this afternoon. We are with Quincy and Alicia Gonzalez and Elevation Church. Every week, Quincy and Alicia Gonzalez open up their home to strangers to attend a watch party. But it really is a church happening right in their home. We've got all kinds of good things to talk about today. We'll be talking about e-fam and e-groups and watch parties. Welcome in. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Hey, give us a little background on you guys off the air. We were talking a little about Quincy. You do have a business selling medical devices and that type of thing.
Correct. We've been selling medical implants and sports braces for 17 years, and we have a medical device distributorship here in town that we own, and it's 40 years old, and we've been doing this for 17, working in the community with the orthopedic surgeons and the podiatrists across the state.
So I'm so glad what you told me off air. I'm 62 years old, but if I buy one of your braces, I'll be able to dunk again. Is that right?
That's right. You'll be a superstar.
And obviously you didn't say that, but I was hoping that. Alicia, and are you working in real estate? And
yes, sir. I'm a real estate broker here in Albuquerque.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. I know you have a family as well. And tell us a little bit about having a watch party in your home. What is that all about?
You want to take that or you want me to take it?
That's fine. I can take it. So back in October 2017, we had been following Elevation Church online, and we decided to actually start what they called a watch party in our home. And the watch party consisted of streaming an actual live service and having people in your home, inviting different people from the community into your home, and actually streaming and watching the online watch party together. Mm-hmm. And so we had started doing that in October 2017, and it's been a couple of years, and it's grown and graduated. And we were one of the earlier adopters of the actual watch party events that Elevation was hosting, and it's just been great. We enjoy having the people, new faces. We've had people kind of come and try it out and say, oh, I'm not sure about this home event party, but other people feel really comfortable. We try to make them as welcome as possible. You know, we have them sign in, come in, and just we have greeters at the door, and you know, we have refreshments and things, and then people get started, and usually somebody will bring some donuts or something, and you know, some kind of sweets. And it's
when Christians get together, they have to eat.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
And the spirit really starts moving when the coffee starts flowing.
Oh yeah, we've got coffee brewing every Sunday.
I'm in charge of making the coffee, so yeah.
There you go. Alicia, give me your perspective on why a person, maybe a mature believer or even an unbeliever, might feel more comfortable in a home setting than they would going to, say, a big church.
Okay. Well, that's sort of the heart of what our watch party is being able to take the big setting and bring it into a smaller setting because it's more intimate, right? I think that in a bigger setting, we tend to get a little lost. Whereas here, you're noticed. We see you. We value you. And we can love on you. And so it becomes more of a personal relationship with every person that walks through our door every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's more just the connection that we make with the people that walk through our doors every day. Now, do we get people who are nervous and it's taken them a few times? I actually had a young lady who came on this past Sunday. It was her first time coming. She had came to our house a few weeks prior to that, sat in our driveway, and drove away because she was afraid to come into a place not knowing a single person. We hadn't met. We've only talked, you know, via text.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I just maintained that contact with her and loved her through that. And she came and she loved it. So it's trying to take what's big, which there's nothing wrong with that. It's a beautiful thing. But trying to bring it smaller to bring more community, just a place to love on people.
Quincy and Alicia Gonzalez are in studio today, and they're talking about watch parties that they hold in their homes. These are all part of the ministry of Elevation Church. They're in North Carolina, I understand.
Correct.
Big, big church. Quincy, can you tell us a little bit about the pastor and kind of their philosophy and what they're trying to accomplish?
Yes, of course. So Elevation Church was started in 2006 by Pastor Stephen Furtick. who's a young pastor. He came from Monk's Corner, South Carolina, and moved to Charlotte in 2006. And he and eight people in their group came to Charlotte and started Elevation Church. And, you know, as you can imagine, there was probably church steeples on every single corner there. And he came across against a lot of, you know, competition and just like, you know, there's not really a place for a new church here. And so, you know, you can imagine in Charlotte, all the churches that were already planted there. So Stephen Furtick and his wife Holly have taken this church to a new level by not only reaching out with e-groups and watch parties. E-groups are the extended families that they have, and they're reaching out to people across the world in communities where people don't have access to maybe a physical location. And what they're doing is, I mean, they're doing a lot of community outreach. Giving a lot to the community as far as funding for community outreach. And just last month, we were told last night in a meeting that they gave away $50 million just in community outreach. So Convoy of Hope is one of them that they're part of. And, you know, the storms in Puerto Rico.
They do some amazing things here in Albuquerque with Convoy of Hope, you bet.
Yeah, they do. So the purpose of, you know, starting with the I think the watch parties was to reach out to people that normally wouldn't walk into a church or that were just kind of hesitant into, you know, most people are online doing something nowadays. Most people are on social media. And so they reach all those platforms to be able to reach those people in those areas that wouldn't normally come or walk into a church. And the message is he reaches out to a target audience on all levels, and I think that's really helped grow the church. So 16, 17 years later, it's been a success so far. He's a young pastor, 39, soon to be 40 next week. And so they have their I think their 16th anniversary is 14th. I'm sorry, 14th anniversary is this weekend coming up.
Alicia, you used the word earlier in your earlier comments, the word you try to take something big and make it smaller. But I sense you're a relationship builder. Sounds like you.
I love
people. Like to take a hold of people, and this ministry gives you an opportunity to do that.
It does. Yeah, absolutely. I feel like if we, you know, we're called to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ, right? And as believers, how can we do that? How can we? That we live in such a hurting world. If we can provide an atmosphere or a place of love to just embrace people as they are, wherever they're at, all walks of life, all ages. I mean, we have people in our watch party that are 16 years old all the way up to Mr. Jack, who is in his 80s, you know, so and everything in between. And I absolutely love that.
Well, we've got a whole lot more with Quincy and Alicia Gonzalez, Elevation Church, talking about watch parties and e-groups and e-fam and all kinds of technology they're deploying. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back with more.
How does KNKT mean business? KNKT is in the business of sharing the gospel. KNKT is also supported by local businesses who we, in turn, encourage you to support with your patronage. Here's Steve Ryman visiting one such business.
And we're back in studio visiting with Elaine Ramos from Ramos Real Estate. And Elaine, first, thanks for coming back in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We've been hearing on the air one of your commercials that's running, and you've really done, well, you do such a great job to help people get into the home of their dreams. But between now and the end of the year, you came up with an idea that's going to make it even easier.
Yeah, that's right. It's my fifth year anniversary as a qualifying broker of my brokerage, Ramos Real Estate. And I thought, how can I celebrate? Sometimes you can have a party, but I thought, no, I'd rather give back to my clients. And sometimes I give back through carpet cleaning or something like that. But no, I thought money.
Okay.
Money speaks. And I would love to help my clients out by giving them a $500 credit, which is real money, towards closing costs and prepaids from now to the end of the year.
Well, and then I know you were telling me that you were talking to someone else on your team, Eleanor, about what you were doing.
Yes.
And Eleanor thought it was a great idea.
Yes, Eleanor jumped on the idea. She loved it, and she wanted to participate.
Thank you for allowing me to be here and celebrate with Elaine her 5 years as a qualifying broker and owning her own company. I'm super excited to partner with her on this special, which is I am, in addition to the $500 that she's going to contribute, I will contribute another $500, which will come right off of your closing costs. Together, that special to you is $1,000 off closing costs. And we are super honored and excited to give back to the community and help people accomplish the dream of home ownership.
And let me say right now, for those that are doing the, you know, well, come on. No, it's $1,000. It's real money. It's going to make a real difference in the purchase of a new home. So, Elaine, those that are excited about it and they want to contact you and find out how to make this happen, how do they do that?
They can call me at 505-379-6845 or go to my website, RamosRealEstateNM.com.
To hear your business featured on KMKT, email advertise@KMKT.com.
Listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Husband and wife, business team. They are involved in real estate, involved in selling medical devices, and they are hosting watch parties in their home every Sunday for Elevation Church. They're a church. Pastor Steve Furtick started the church here several years ago and has watch parties all over the country. Now, off air, and before the program was starting, I was reading a little bit about it, and I found out that Elevation Church has become very instrumental with a lot of the United States military personnel because they're moving all over the world. Mm-hmm. And the way Elevation Church is using technology, they feel like they can have a consistency in their church experience. Talk to me a little bit about that.
I love that you bring that up because there is a young woman and she's sort of like our point of reference when we talk about military families because she grew up in a military family and is currently still in a military family and she never really could quite find a place to quote unquote belong, right? Mm-hmm. Well, when she came across Elevation Church has the opportunity for people like us who are 2,300 miles away to be a part and serve. So there's different teams that you can sign up to be a part of and serve Elevation Church. So that's exactly what she did. She got a, you know, she signed up to serve in one of the E-team's ministries, and then she started what's called an E-group, which is an online platform from with people all over the world who log on via a Zoom call, and we have Bible studies together. And it's a multitude of people from all over, all walks of life. And what she realized is didn't matter where she moved, whenever they got a different station, and she, it was always a constant. Elevation Church was always a constant for her. And so many people, when she shared her story, military families were like, that's me too. And that's when they realized that it was a constant for these people who are traveling far and wide.
How did you guys discover Elevation Church?
My wife and I started listening to sermons her before I. She started, I think you listened to...
It was a God thing. I have to tell you. So we had a friend who had made mention of a sermon series called Crash the Chatterbox. Mm-hmm. And we had listened to this, gosh, 10 years ago. And I didn't know who Pastor Stephen was. I didn't know he was a pastor of a church. We listened to the sermon series that our friend had sent us, and then that was it. Well, fast forward some years later, I was in a very dark place in my life, just slipping into a depression, and it scared me because I had been there before. And I was sitting there. I was in my bathroom doing my makeup, and his name popped up in my head. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember that guy. And then I just continued with my makeup. And at that moment, it was more of a prompting, like, no, pick up your phone. Mm. So I picked up my phone, did a search, swiped up real quick on a sermon archives that I found, and there was this one that just, it seemed like it was just pulling at me. So I clicked on it, and it was in that sermon that I felt like God was talking directly to me. Mm. And so it was in that it was actually a sermon series that I had chosen that was part of his Unqualified book. Mm-hmm. So I ordered the book, finished listening to the rest of the sermon series, and this book, it changed my life, literally changed my life. So I was binge watching Pastor Stephen Furtick, and this one was like, who are you listening to? He started listening to it, and that's kind of how we found and started listening.
Okay, I'm going to go off script. Of course, we prepared some notes to kind of guide us through our discussion today. But as I'm hearing a married couple, mm-hmm. happily, I can see, sitting before me, I had a failed marriage, largely my responsibility. There's always things on both sides, I guess you could say, but I really believe a man really, you know, bears most of the responsibility and needs to, when I say bears responsibility, he needs to love his wife as Christ loved the church.
Absolutely.
And I know absolutely I did not do that well. But I want to ask you about, you've opened up your home, but it sounds like you guys are constantly having conversations, not just on Sunday about God, but you're having conversations all the time. Tell us what a day looks like with you guys. Are you praying together? Are you reading together? You're watching these sermons together?
We watch the sermons together. We're part of an online e-group. You mentioned e-groups earlier, and that's our Monday night Bible study. We have a local watch party leader that's actually in our group that hosts that, and we've got international people on there. It grew with like four couples, and now we've got several people on.
25 people on there
at least
now.
25 people that come on Monday night, and we're actually going through 1 Corinthians right now. We just finished Acts and Romans, and it's brought people together, and sometimes we have discussions about what things that are going on with people's lives, but we get into the scripture and to your point, you know, our daily routine is get into the word in the morning, pray in the morning. Who are we praying for? What kind of things are going on in other people's lives? And what we've learned to be is servant leaders and thinking about things that go on in your life, because this world is crazy. We try to focus on other people and see what their needs are and what's going on in their lives. And there are several times Alicia is very good. I mean, we're both good at reaching out, but Lisa will literally make an appointment for coffee to meet with somebody so she can discuss what's going on in their lives. Maybe they're going through a storm, and that's what we're here for. We're here to support people. We've learned that through our church, through Elevation, all the seats, that people need you to show God's light. They need you to show Jesus through them, and that's where we're able to reach people at their level. There's different target audiences, but we want to be real and genuine with people, and just that's why we open up our home and we're just friendly and take you as you are. You know that we've learned that the church is not a museum, right? It's for people to walk in and just with what they've got, they're shattered, broken, whatever's going on, storms in their life, that we take them as they are and love on them and show them Jesus' love, and that's been big for us.
And I think too, like going back to like the marriage question that you had, Jim, I think that for us, like he's really good at waking up early in the morning and having that quiet time with just between him and God. And I've walked in on him. It's a beautiful sight to see my husband, you know, at the table with his eyes closed and just having that alone time with God. I'm not that way. I like my sleep, but me and God are like throughout the day. Him and
are you one of those? It's not morning till it's light outside.
Yes. So we're really good at praying together. That's one of our things, is if I'm having an off moment, I know that I can come to him and ask him just to pray with me, and he will. He'll stop everything and pray with me, or he'll send me, a worship song, or he'll send me little memes on Instagram that have to do with marriage. It's Stronger Marriages is what he follows, and he'll send me these little things that have to do with like marriages, and then we come together and we talk about that, like how can we bring that to fruition. So it's kind of trying to stay on top and keep the passion alive, right? Because I think that when we get into the mundane and the routine, we tend to get a little lost and it becomes like a business, right? Let's touch base. And I'm not going to lie, we've been there, but we have to reel ourselves
in. You mean
in.
You don't have a perfect, absolutely perfect
Oh my
marriage?
Gosh, we were fighting this morning. But, you know, that...
Fellowshipping.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Intense fellowshipping. That's a new term. Hey, we're going to, in our next segments and through the rest of till 2 o'clock, we're going to start taking phone calls. But before we do that, I need you to define some of these little technology terms. Like there's watch party, which you've talked about. That's where you have people in your home and you're watching a Sunday sermon.
Correct. Yes.
And you do that in the afternoons, I understand.
Afternoon at 3 p.m.
3 p.m. And then I understand that there's terms like e-groups, and that's kind of like where you log in like a conference call.
So we have our online e-groups, but Quincy and I also host in-person e-groups. So I host a women's e-group the first Friday of every month, and he hosts an in-person men's e-group the third Saturday of every month.
Okay.
And then there's e-groups online so you can actually search online, uh-huh. watch the online e-groups, and you can find different topics based on where you're at. So there's men's, women's, single, married. Added, military, everyone welcome, middle school, high school, you name it. I mean, there's so many options there for, you know, sermon discussion. There's addiction and alcohol recovery. I mean, it just covers a multitude of topics for people just where they're at in life. And again, these groups want to meet people right where they're at.
Now, there's one more term we have to talk about before we take a break. It's EFAM. What's that?
Yes. So that is for extended family. Mm. Elevation Church considers those who are not local part of their extended family.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give the number out, our phone number to call if you'd like to speak with Alicia and Quincy this afternoon about Elevation Church and their watch party. The phone number here is 505-338-5790. I'll give that out again. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Gonset Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonsted-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
KNKT is locally broadcast from our tower site west of Albuquerque. In 2020, we will be working with a local cell phone company to upgrade our facilities. This will require KNKT being off the air overnights for a number of days while the work progresses. We will be announcing the times and dates, but if you cannot find KNKT overnights, be sure we'll be back on the air bright and early the next morning with more excellent Bible teaching.
New Mexico is still known as the late-term abortion capital of the world. Last year, HB 51 and HB 90 were defeated because of your efforts.
Please join us again at Right to Life Committee of New Mexico as we work to save lives, protect women, protect children, and protect our doctors.
For more information on how you can again make a difference, call Right to Life Committee of New Mexico at 505-881-4563. That's 505-881-4563.
Middle and high school students, listen up. You are invited to experience the snowy mountains of Colorado as we refresh, refocus, and restore our walks with Christ on this 3-day, 2-night retreat. It's all happening at the Snow Wolf Lodge in Pagosa Springs on February 15th through the 17th. We'll have some amazing times of worship, Bible study, games, and all the snow you can eat, sled, and play in. Space is limited and the cost is $175. Sign up today by visiting the events webpage at calvarynm.church.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thanks for staying with us on ABQ Connect, Quincy and Alicia Gonzalez. And they were talking about the watch parties they hold in their homes for Elevation Church, big church out of North Carolina, using a lot of technology and a lot of cool things to bring the Christian community together. I want to give out our phone number because I'm sure a lot of people have questions about it. And I have to apologize. We still have those phones where if you hit the wrong button, it hangs up on people.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, somebody was on the line and we hung up on them. So if you would please call back, our phone number is 505-338-5790. And so let's talk about a question here. Let's talk about e-groups because I'm a little confused on that. Callers come in, we'll pause and take their call, but explain that whole e-group thing, because you've got a women's group meeting in person.
Correct.
So it's not an online thing.
Correct.
And Quincy, you're also meeting with men. Yeah. Is that once a week?
That's a third Saturday. We have a men's breakfast at my house, and myself and a friend of ours, Daniel, we're the chefs in the morning, and we just invite people to come and hang out with us, and we try to make the best breakfast possible.
And you mentioned Daniel, and voila, he's on the phone with us.
Yay.
Daniel, how are you? Thanks for calling ABQ Connect.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Hey, tell us a little bit about these e-groups and what you're doing all the online things. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, my focus right now is on the coaching aspect of these online e-groups and really making sure that these virtual communities are, are aligned with vision and with content, but also safe places, just as if we were protecting a local place of worship. Mm. So that's really one of the roles that I take with these online e-groups, is making sure there's consistency, that of course, the Word of God is first. And secondly, as we're dealing with people, that e-groups look the same, whether you're calling in from the East Coast, West Coast, or another country.
I got a tough one for you, Daniel. I'm 62 years old, technology challenged. Is a guy like me going to be able to figure this out?
100%, 100%. And of course, you didn't expect any. You didn't expect any other answer from me, did you?
Well, let me tell you something. I could go to Tim, our producer, who's right in the other room, flipping all the switches here, and he's just, you know, hand hitting him on the forehead, going, "Oh my gosh, Jim cannot do it. There's no way." The problem for me is I can learn it if I do it enough, but, you know, I've got five kids. My youngest daughter right now is 19, very technology savvy. So if I ever have anything wrong with my phone or my computer or anything else, I go right to Emily. It's fixed in 5 seconds.
Yep.
Right. So, Daniel, tell us a little bit about, are you coaching, when you say the coaching aspects, you're taking care of the security on the site, you're making them easily accessible. Are there other people doing e-groups that you kind of have to coach and teach them how to do it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's an online community. So the same way that we would have to, establish a ministry in a local body of believers, we have a care team, a care structure. So it's more than just site security and IT. It's really establishing and vetting and coaching leadership or people that have a desire to facilitate these conversations. It's everything from praying with folks, encouraging folks, ensuring people have the proper tools to continuously carry on these weekly calls. And then most importantly, just the ability to care for people that choose to make the virtual community their place to learn more about God.
And that's what I love about Daniel. He has a downline of leaders, right, that lead e-groups. And Daniel is considered an e-group coach of those leaders. So he helps guide and facilitate these leaders to make sure that, one, that they're healthy, right? We want to make sure that they are spiritually healthy and being cared for. And two, that they have all of the resources that they need to be able to conduct a very successful e-group.
Well, tell us how, and any of you, Daniel, Quincy, Alicia, any of you can take this question. How do you start participating in an e-group if you'd like to?
Sure. You can actually get on Elevation Church.org, and you can sign up for, there's an e-group section if you want to get involved.
It's actually elevationchurch.cc. It makes it easier. You don't have to navigate through the .org site.
Yeah.
But elevationchurch.cc, and it's just a click of a join an e-group. That's it.
Okay. And now, do you join an e-group that's somehow regionally directed, or like, are you going to somebody in China on your e-group?
Possibly, but you can filter it. So, say, for instance, Monday is the only night that you have available. You can filter it out and go to Monday evenings, and it'll pull up all the e-groups that are specific to that time frame. Or if you want specifically like a women's only or a men's only, you can filter those out, and it'll bring up just what you're looking for.
Daniel, I want to keep you on the phone too long. Tell us why you're involved in this, and we'll let you go. Thanks for your call.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for the opportunity. You know, really the main reason that I'm involved is that, you know, it's the realization that with technology, we have an opportunity to just spread far and wide. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, fulfilling the Great Commission, one person at a time and through the foolishness of preaching is amazing. But now we have the introduction of technology. And one of the points that was mentioned earlier was Alicia and I co-lead a Monday night e-group. And we have a dentist from Panama. We have a young lady joining us from Ontario, Canada. We have a young man who gets up at 2:30 in the morning in Norway and joins our call. So the reason that I'm absolutely passionate about this type of ministry is that it's immediate, it's convenient, and it's worldwide. And where else can one sit in the comfort of their own home and jump on an application and study the Word of God with people from all over the world?
Yeah, that's exciting stuff. Beautiful. Well, Daniel, we look forward to talking to you here in the future, and God bless you. Thanks for calling this afternoon. I want to remind everybody else that if you'd like to give a call, we have Quincy and Alicia Gonzalez. They are with Elevation Church. They have a watch party in their home. They're running e-groups and doing some other things, which we're going to find out about here in a few minutes. If you'd like to call us and talk to them, ask questions, maybe get involved yourself, call us at 505-338-5790. We'll be back with more on ABQ Connect right after this.
How does KNKT mean business? KNKT is in the business of sharing the gospel. KNKT is also supported by local businesses who we, in turn, encourage you to support with your patronage. Here's Steve Ryman visiting one such business.
We recently had a chance to catch up with Buck Buckner, the owner of Rain Tunnel Car Spa. Here's what he had to say about doing business locally.
Hey, Budgay. Car Spa and other local businesses are joining forces to launch a campaign called Local First. It's a call to action to spend our hard-earned money with locally owned businesses. Why local? For every dollar spent at local businesses, the economic impact on our local economy is 3 to 4 times that of the same dollar spent at a non-local entity. With them, profits beyond minor repairs are exported. Local businesses reinvest in the community again and again. Local businesses are completely dependent on community support and thus have a much deeper tie to the neighborhood. Local businesses are as competitive as non-locals. They hire local, promote local, and operate with far less employee turnover. National tenants are not a critical piece of our local economy and arrive only years after local business success. Where are those nationals? Sports Authority, Marcello's, Borders, Raley's, Copeland's, Zia's. Poof. Gone. Legislators, along with American Express, suggest we take one day to buy local. Nice thought. Don't they know our local businesses operate 365 days per year? So think, act, and do local first. Shop local, dine local, wash local, bank local, construct local, search engine local, follow local media. And finally, to increase the coffers for an even greater Albuquerque, keep it local.
To hear your business featured on KNKT, email advertise@knkt.com.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We're talking about Elevation Church and watch parties and e-groups and all kinds of cool technology that people can take advantage of to have Bible studies, watch sermons. Of course, we're involved in that a little bit. If you want to hear this podcast, for example, after we're done, you can choose to go to abqconnect.online, and you can see all of the podcast archive we have for all of our shows. It takes us about an hour to get things uploaded to the internet and post pictures and all that type of thing. But I want to remind everybody, if you're listening and you'd like to find out a little bit more about this, Quincy and Alicia are available to you this afternoon at 505-338-5790. That's the ABQ Connect line, and we'd like to take your call, hear from you. Maybe you have an experience. Maybe you've been looking for something, and this might be it. So all kinds of reasons to call. We'd love for you to have the information that you're seeking. I want to ask you now about, to clarify a little bit about EFAM. And so there are people that maybe not, they don't get to a watch party, but they're still able to watch sermons and do things online. And so individuals are considered to be an extended family of the church.
Correct. The EFAM is, as Pastor Stephen said on in his messages, he was praying about it, and he thought, how can we reach other people that can't make it maybe to a physical location, but how can we reach them on another platform, whether it be social media? We create these groups. And Alicia had and I had visited Elevation Church in Charlotte in July, and at the end of the service, they told us to kind of stick around, and they would wanted to take a picture of all of us EFAM. So maybe 300 or 400 people from around these EFAM groups that maybe have watch parties or part of e-groups actually showed up to the service, and they put us in a special section. Afterwards, they were told us to stick around because we were going to get a photo. Pastor Stephen and his wife Holly actually came out and addressed the EFAM and said, just thank you guys for coming out, and what you guys do to support us is just amazing. They were just in tears because they thought, you know, how dare we think that if God put something into your heart about a ministry or how to expand the ministry, that you would ever doubt God's ability to make that happen mm-hmm. in your ministry. How dare me? He goes, and here I have you people that are a portion of the E family that are here now. And, you know, it just reminds me not to doubt those thoughts when they come to me about things that I need to be doing to expanding the ministry and to support you all as you support us.
And I want to expand on that a little bit further, because he, just as Quincy was saying, how he, you know, how he was like, how dare I doubt? Because he had, you know, had that thought, but he was like, oh no, you can't have church online. You know, church, and what was the term he said? Ecclesia mm-hmm. means gathering, right? And he goes, how do you, how can you be a church? How do you gather when you're watching online through a phone or a computer? He goes, you need community, you need people. And so he fought it for a long time, but he, you know, God worked him through that, which I thought was pretty awesome. So when he sat there and saw everybody there from all over, you know, internationally and, you know, here in the United States, it was very humbling for him. And like Quincy said, you know, they were just drawn to tears. And it's just a beautiful thing when you can get together and be a part of something, even from so far away. They do a fabulous job, you know, connecting us and making us feel like we are right there with them.
And connecting us to the other EFAM.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the other thing. It's not just us with our groups. It's other EFAM leaders and groups.
Other watch party leaders.
Watch parties getting together. So mm-hmm. that's been awesome. So even though we have the distance, we don't feel that way because of the Zoom platforms and the, you know, the calls and things, that sense of community online, which people are doing naturally anyway. I mean, the younger target audience is nobody's next door. You could have two kids with two cell phones texting next to each other.
Oh, I've seen that. I mean, I told you I had five kids. I've literally seen all five of my children sitting next to each other in a room,
yeah.
and I find out that they're texting each other.
Yeah.
Why don't we just have a conversation?
Yes.
And it's funny because multiple times they've been texting people that are sitting in front of our house in a car.
Mm-hmm.
Have them come in, have some tea, you know,
yes.
It's just funny. That leads really to the segue of asking you guys about your responsibilities. I mean, you're not just saying, oh, we got to rush and clean up the house before 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more to it. You're going to have hearts and minds and hurts and joys and all kinds of things that people are going to share with you and mm-hmm. want some input. But I don't see any fancy titles like pastors or anything by your names.
No. No.
Servant leadership.
Okay.
Servant leadership was one of the words for our marriage and some things that we've been doing through
praying
the past
about,
years.
Yeah.
Praying about how we can be better servant leaders and create some leaders. We were just called to lead this group and to continue leading other groups and whatever's needed from us. We want to do that for other people, and we just feel like it's not a burden, even though you say like, oh, you have to get ready and clean the house and get things ready. When we're done with the end of the services and we've had time to fellowship with people and see what's going on, whether they're going through the storms or they're celebrating just something good that's happened in their lives, you know, we just feel so fulfilled
yeah.
after that, and it reminds us of why we're doing what we're doing, and that's our why, right? It's about people and the servant leadership, and that comes down to our why.
Tell me how somebody can visit your watch party. What are the requirements? They have to make a reservation, anything like that?
You come and knock on our door, and we will open up the door.
And it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
3 o'clock in the afternoon. You can actually find us at elevationchurch.online. There is a tab where you can click for watch parties. Click on watch parties, go down to New Mexico, and you will find us. And in there is a direct link to email us or to call us. So that's just as simple as that. So if you can't call in right now, that's totally okay. Go to elevationchurch.online, and you can find us on there.
Sounds good. And again, we want to remind everybody you can call in and talk with Quincy and Alicia at 505-338-5790. We'll take your calls. We're going to have a couple of segments left with you guys, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm Rob Snead, General Manager at Power Ford. We do things differently over here on the affordable side of Albuquerque. We give you a better deal and a better experience. The better deal part, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. The better experience part, every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and complimentary maintenance. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Whether or not you know which unique skills and abilities God has given you, you can be certain that God has given you everything you need to accomplish His plan for your life. Campfire Girls, Gifts of the Spirit is a free citywide Bible study that begins Tuesday, March 5th at Calvary Church Westside. After the teaching each week, you'll be encouraged while learning something new at a small group session. Join Sheology and find out what the Holy Spirit wants to do through you as you step out in obedience. Details online at calvarynm.church. Registration not required.
Did you hear about the family who had a cat named Ben-Hur? They had called it just plain Ben until it had kittens. Even though they didn't know their cat very well, let's give them credit for being willing to make a change when the evidence presented itself. Most people don't like change, but when the evidence is overwhelming, it's in our best interest to go where it leads. The Apostle Paul changed from being a Christ persecutor to a Christ follower, which is serious change. I hope you'll seriously consider the evidence for Christ and be willing to follow it all the way to heaven. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's power to change on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We're coming to you from the Power Ford Studios. Faith Family Ford, Power Ford. Thanks for joining us. We have Quincy and Alicia Gonzalez with Elevation Church. They host watch parties on Sundays, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You can go to the Elevation Church website. I'll ask Alicia to give us that one more time, and you can find out when you go down to the New Mexico tab where this is and how to get there.
Yes, and that's elevationchurch.online, and just click on the watch party tab.
And that's 3 o'clock, 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And on Sundays.
Yes.
And then there's all kinds of other things going on. Let me ask you guys something that I think you'll find funny. So I'm a native New Mexican, and I was raised in the Catholic Church. And I always remember going into, well, I was actually raised in the Catholic Church and Episcopal Church, kind of the same thing, a little different, but they still perceived the sanctuary the same way. Now, they want to honor God. They want to be reverent. They want to be holy. And you walk into the sanctuary and everybody's whispering.
Mm.
And I remember coming to Calvary of Albuquerque for the first time and walking in and people are going, "Hey, how you doing? What's going on?" And I mean, it was funny. It was just a different experience for
Absolutely.
Me. So we're now talking about an even different experience. Who is this for?
Everybody. Anybody who is wanting to be a part of a small group, the unbeliever, the believer, whomever. A lot of the people that come to our group are a part of their local church, which I think is fabulous, that they can be a part of their local church. But then they have a small community of believers that they can, you know, come and hang with, go and have coffee with, have accountability, you know, with in the afternoon. They come and join us in the afternoon and still are able to serve and be a part of their local church.
So, again, as a married couple, I'll go back to that. Is going to church on Sunday enough exercise?
No.
Yeah, no.
It's an everyday thing.
We have trainers, and it's not comparable. That's actually the easier part. It's just getting motivated for us as a married couple to serve God has actually, you know, been obviously a discipline throughout the years and part of our marriage and putting God first. I think that's been something that we've disciplined ourselves in. And, you know, we're raising our kids that way. We want our kids to be part of the community so they get involved. They're learning. They go to a local Hope Christian school here, mm-hmm. Which is a great school for them. And we want to continue to provide examples for our children of
I
what that
Hope
looks
Christian
like.
I have Hope Christian coming on next Wednesday.
Oh, nice.
To tell us all about it. I had 5 kids go to Hope.
Yeah.
So we paid school. Some of the mortgage payments over there. Yeah. Just kidding. They were a great blessing to my children. And I'll it was an amazing experience. It really was. How old are your children?
They are 9 and 13.
9 and 13. Well.
And I think that brings a great point, like Quincy was saying, you know, we have trainers, like physical trainers, right? Is once a week okay?
No.
No.
You know, that's what I tell people. Yeah. If you go to the gym and lift weights once a week, mm-hmm. all you're going to do is hurt yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that walking with the Lord, especially when you're in a marriage relationship, mm-hmm. if you are exercising together spiritually, and again, this is coming from somebody that failed at this, just so I'm not, you know, pretending anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that that is not the way I will continue the next relationship. I'm hopeful
right.
for that. I'm hoping I learn something different than the Hebrews learned. I don't want to wait 40 years
right.
to learn the lesson. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about your outreach. We're talking a little bit about inreach stuff and equipping mm-hmm. and discipling people. What about outreach?
I love that question. We love outreach. So we have such an awesome group of people who attend our watch party, and they have such a heart to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And so we have, in the past, have partnered with the Rock at Noonday, which is one of the homeless ministries here in Albuquerque. And we've actually taken our watch party to the Rock at Noonday. And it's been pretty awesome how the group of people that come into our home have gotten together and collaborated and brought together funds to purchase gifts. Like for Christmas, was it last year or a couple years ago, we went and bought over 300 gift bags for the homeless. You know, and this is a small group of people. And the way that they pulled together, we all met at my house, or our house, I should say, and we packed the goodie bags and got everything ready. We prayed over all of it. It was just such a beautiful thing. So now we are actually looking into helping and partnering with Feed New Mexico Kids, mm-hmm. which we're super excited about.
Awesome organization.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so that's sort of like the next step that we are working towards now.
Just to give you a little background. So, of course, we have Holly Slade on the program.
Mm-hmm.
Her company, a real estate company, Dave Slade and Associates, are regular sponsors of the program, Feed New Mexico Kids. I try to have Holly at least 3 to 4 times, every 3 or 4 weeks she's on the program.
Yeah.
Because it's amazing. Like, for example, I just had Legacy Church on, mm-hmm. and Dustin King kind of oversees what they're doing with Feed New Mexico Kids. Well,
nice.
They've not been doing it a real long time, and they're already feeding over 500 kids a week.
Amazing.
Which is just an amazing number of people. But the sad part is there's like 3,700 kids that really need food, and mm-hmm. we're probably missing about 1,000 of them right now. So the more people like your church
mm-hmm.
that can come alongside and help them put together, you know, snack packs, and
mm-hmm.
these kids can take those home. And it's an amazing ministry. So
it really is.
That's neat that you mentioned them. What other outreach? I know you've got some contacts. How about, I wonder, what do people need in the medical area, Quincy, that they're maybe not getting? Are there people that are just not getting care? I mean, you mentioned Convoy of Hope. That is another outreach.
It is.
People may not know this, but it's at the convention center the last couple of years. A gentleman named Brian Allred has been kind of spearheading the organization of that
mm-hmm.
Locally, but they have doctors and nurses that volunteer to go down there and kind of do triage stuff.
Oh, nice.
That's amazing. For homeless people, they can go in and they can pick up shoes and clothing and groceries. And
that's incredible.
I mean, it's over $1 million worth of you know, food and merchandise and other things that they can go get a haircut.
Wow.
They can get some lessons on hygiene. They can get some makeup. I mean, that is an amazing outreach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's something we certainly want to get involved with as we get going with the groups. And, you know, Elevation is certainly looking to get into the community as well and work with these with these ministries. And we feel like on the medical side that there's a lot of medical need here, obviously in New Mexico, you know, the economics of the state, you know, people need some things. And so future endeavor to try to figure out how we can partner up with some of those groups that you were talking about, how to get some of those medical devices and some things, you know, to those people without cost, you know, and we can certainly donate. I know when things happen, like in Haiti a few years ago, they sent lots of things to Haiti for the Haitian doctors to be able to take care of the injured folks. And then, you know, as far as just the economics of New Mexico has always been challenging and people need help, you know. So I think we can also partner in some of that down the road.
Going to give people an opportunity in our next segment to call us. That's 505-338-5790. We'll have Quincy and Alicia on for one more segment. We'll be right back.
How does KNKT mean business? KNKT is in the business of sharing the gospel. KNKT is also supported by local businesses who we, in turn, encourage you to support with your patronage. Here's Steve Ryman visiting one such business.
We're visiting today with Holly Slade from Dave Slade & Associates. Holly, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Steve. Good to be here.
You know, Holly, we talk to a lot of people who, you know, think about selling their home or buying a home. But is there a best time of year to sell a home?
You know, in the Albuquerque market, there is. I should say the Albuquerque Rio Rancho Metro market. We are very much a bell-shaped curve in our community, because we're a family community. And so our families like to really move around toward the end of a school year, try and get settled before the beginning of the next school year. So we see a whole lot of activity from May through September. So if you're really interested in getting your home sold quickly, the spring and summer months are really a wonderful time to do it.
Okay, that's some great information, especially for those who may have really thought it was one or the other. I've got a couple times during the year that it would be maybe more beneficial to consider doing that. Really, probably the best thing for them to do is connect with you.
Absolutely.
How would they do that?
They can give us a call directly at 505-342-8100, and we would be happy to walk them through the process, happy to come out and give a free market analysis.
To hear your business featured on KNKT, email advertise@knkt.com.
Here's our expert, Rob West, with today's MoneyWise Minute.
Martin Luther said, "I've held many things in my hands, and I've lost them all. But whatever I've placed in God's hands, that I still possess." That's something we all need to learn, that God's will for us is not more stuff. In Luke 12, Jesus tells us the Father will provide all that we need. He says, "Seek His kingdom, and these things will be added to you." And in 1 John 2, we're told, "Do not love the things in this world. For if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." It's perfectly fine to enjoy God's blessings, but don't let material things push Him aside. God alone wants to meet your needs and give you peace and fulfillment.
And you can learn more about trusting God and becoming a wise money manager when you contact us online, moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
Every February, our culture sets aside time to celebrate romantic love. But Alistair Begg reminds us that the love that God shows His people is so much better than anything Hollywood or Hallmark can invent. Listen Monday through Friday as we talk about biblical love on Truth for Life with Alistair Begg.
Weekdays at 5 p.m. on KNKT. On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are talking about Elevation Church and their technology and outreach discipleship programs that go throughout the country through their watch parties where people are meeting in homes like Quincy and Alicia Gonzalez's home every Sunday at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. You can go in and they worship together and they watch a sermon. Stephen Furtick is the senior pastor of Elevation Church, and I've heard that he is very talented and very gifted as a teacher. I want to ask you, though, about, you know, you mentioned the Great Commission, Quincy, and Are there a lot of people that you think in New Mexico, even in just Albuquerque, if you narrow it down, in Rio Rancho, maybe say it, the Albuquerque metro area, that have not heard the gospel?
I would say yes. I think there's a lot to be done. There's a lot of opportunity to get and reach these people that are out there. And because New Mexico is so rural, I feel like there's, I think they've been exposed to some point to some sort of religious organization. But as far as the gospel is concerned, I feel like we have so much work to do with it. New Mexico is so spread out, and I just think sometimes people get in their comfort zones and they're not willing to, open up so much. And so, we're trying to create these community platforms where people can actually, become part of this audience because it's maybe something different for them and then something new. And there may be something that attracts their attention to like, hey, I can relate to that. And if we can relate to somebody and make them feel good about that decision, I think they're and they know that there's a group to support them. I think it's certainly appealing for them. But yeah, to your point, there's so much in New Mexico for the gospel needs to be done worldwide. But New Mexico, we believe there's a lot of opportunity.
You're both business people.
Yeah,
Alicia's a realtor, and Quincy kind of runs the show on the sales, medical supplies, mm-hmm. and equipment side. So you guys are meeting new people every day that are outside of, you used the word earlier, Christian bubble, mm-hmm. off the air. And I really like that term. I don't like the term because I'm caught in the Christian bubble a lot of times. But you guys, because of your vocation, are meeting other people. So here's my question. Sorry about the long road to it.
Okay.
When you invite somebody to go to church with you, is that different than saying, please come to our home?
It is different, and I love it. I love that it's different because we just, as a matter of fact, yesterday I was meeting with the athletic director at Hope, and, I was telling him what, Quincy and I do, and, to be able to invite someone into our home is just more personal. It's just more personal. And so I think that people would be more likely, at least people who know us, right, who have like that contact with us, would be more open to coming into our home versus, hey, you should come join me at church. So I think it creates an opportunity just to try something new, do something different.
Yeah. Quincy, you mentioned something earlier that I thought was very pointed, and that is, you've already mentioned that a one day a week thing, going to church on Sundays, that's just not going to cut it.
Mm-hmm.
People need to be in the Word. They need to be fellowshipping together. They need to be, married couples need to be talking about the Lord, reading the Word together, all of those different things. But you mentioned that there's a lot of people that are in a, let's call it the old-fashioned church.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure Skip Heitzig at Calvary would appreciate that definition, but I'm going to put it on. I've been at Calvary for 40 plus years, and I enjoy his expository teaching, and it's amazing. But you mentioned that a lot of people have a church, but they also like to come in the afternoon on Sunday and fellowship with you guys.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what we found is through the sermons, you can go listen to a sermon at a physical location, or you can listen to it online. I think what's been successful for our group is after the sermon, we actually have a sermon discussion. And, that's when you get into it and say, mm-hmm. What did I get out of this? What was the message here? How did it affect you? What does that mean to you? Those sort of questions are poised to the people that want to stick around and discuss it. And a lot of good comes out of it. And so we'll break out in small groups right after, and then we have these discussions. And I think it's just so meaningful because, we've been, we had been to sermons for several years, but you don't ever take the time. But
hey,
this has been great.
You guys are awesome. Quincy and Alicia Gonzalez, Elevation Church. Look into their watch party, 3:00 on Sunday afternoons. Go
come
to the
join us.
Yeah, come join them. All right. Thanks for being with us today.
ABQ
we'll see you tomorrow.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.